And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality. While listening, you'll be exposed to inspiring, empowering, and unifying perspectives that I'm highly confident will yield stellar results in your life if you opt to try them on for size. Also, at optimistic.tv, we have officially begun releasing the first few episodes of our new late-night style, consciousness-elevating video variety talk show, Optimistic, which features live visionary art, soul share interviews, retreat guests here at the Mystic Manor, as well as live musical performances. I'm also super excited to announce that we are currently making plans to release the rest of season one on my personal favorite online streaming service. So stay tuned to optimistic.tv to follow the unfolding development of this exciting Optimistic expansion, as we'll be posting more info and release dates there soon. And in the meantime, be sure to check out, of course, the first few episodes at optimistic.tv as well.
Hello, all you positive heads. On this week's P-Head Posse episode, our guest is positive head listener Leela Veronica. Leela helps her clients embody their full and true potential in their body so that they can live an abundant life in this 3D world. Hi, Leela. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show, I should say, actually.
Hello. It's so good to be here. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. So you've been on this series before a while back, several months ago. And back then you were talking about, I think we were talking about money and the energy of money and the spirituality of money. And now, you know, you've moved into even more than money, a lot of embodiment work. And we're all, as a community, as a podcast community, as a planet, as a collective, as a society, going through a lot right now, a lot of changes, a lot of upheaval. And I thought it would be great to have you back to talk about ways to be in your body during this crazy, interesting time. So would love it if, you know, since you haven't been back in several months, if you could just tell a little bit about yourself and what you do and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, this is a really special time. So I'm really grateful to be here. And I'm grateful that the community is willing to show up and listen to something called Positive Head Podcast, because these are the times within which we need to have more positive head, because the outer stuff that's going on might feel a little negative, and it's the inner energy, the inner thoughts, the inner way of being that is really going to change the world. It's not the outer stuff, right? We could focus on that, yeah, but what we focus on grows. So what if we focus on positive stuff, like the things that are presented on this podcast? The world will change. So I'm so grateful to be here. It's a really great community. So I work with a lot of business owners. I work with women and couples and I help them grow their business. And I've done a lot of work around embodiment in the past. It's really how I started my business. And then I've done a lot of work around business strategy and teaching women and couples how to really build strong spiritual businesses. And, you know, moving forward, what I really, it's been a divine download, to be truthful. It's very clear to me that I have to focus on the embodiment work moving forward because of where we are right now. We are in the ascension process. And so there's a lot of people who want to, number one, feel better. Number two, be in alignment with their true and full potential. Not let the stuff take them down, but actually rise through it. Right. And then there's also people who struggle in relationship with themselves, with their work, with other people, partners, business, everything. And so my modality, what I do is I help them get into their body and out of their head. So positive head, positive body podcast, maybe over here.
Yeah.
Right. They're not body positive, but positive body.
Positive body.
Yeah. It's all, you know, and I will say right now, just in the time, it just, as I said that, it's it was 11:11 here. Mm-hmm.
Magic.
So yeah. And so I have spent the last 7 years, I had an awakening about 7 years ago, and I used to be in academia. And so I've spent a lot of my years, and you'll still, if you follow me, you'll know I'm constantly learning because I love it. So I could be very heady, very intellectual, right? I work with a lot of women who are very smart, a lot of couples who are brilliant. And we have been taught as a society to value information and knowledge. However, when you were to ask somebody as they die, they value wisdom. And wisdom is not knowing. Wisdom is embodying. It's being the change. It's being what we want to see in the world. It's not thinking about it. It's not talking about it. It is being it. And so I am really committed to getting people, you know, to live in their body, their consciousness. And I'll share some ways how, and I'll just say, you know, I didn't used to be like this. I was very heady. When I was heady, I had really high blood pressure. I was about like 35 pounds heavier. I wasn't able to understand other people in the world around, for example, politics. So I spent about 15 years teaching and studying the environment and politics. I did environmental policy work. And it's funny, I like to joke and say, oh, I basically spent 15 years studying the problems of the planet and the problems of the politics. Right? And I got to the point where I was exhausted. And I know there are some people in the audience right now listening who are exhausted. Exhausted about what's going on in the world. And truly, basically exhausted about what they're doing with their own energy, their own time, their own mind, their own body. They're exhausted. And so I understand that you get to a point sometime where you're so upset about what's going on in the world, it's exhausting. And I believe that that is not going to add any value to what's going on in the world. So we have to shift it. For those of us who choose, I know you're one of them, you take really good care of your body. You know, and you're constantly learning how and what works and experimenting, right? And it changes over time, what you like and don't like. And the more we show up bright in the world, the more others can attune to our energy. Mm. We all attune to one another, friends. And so it's my job at this point. I know how to get people to attune to higher vibration, to true alignment, to who they're supposed to be and their true potential, and to shift from the ego mind to the higher soul self. And that's only through the body. It's not through thinking. It has to be. Yeah, I'm super passionate. You can feel me. I'm just like so right now. I'm like, please, you guys, listen. I'm going to teach you some ways how, but really listen. Because if you can go through this time period, we are here. Many of you may be surprised about what's going on, but many of you have known. you have known it's coming. And even though you knew it was coming, it still feels like everything's going to hell in a handbasket.
Totally. Yeah.
And so it's, you know, embodiment is, I like to visualize it as like being the eye of the tornado. No matter what happens, you get to choose whatever energy you want. Whether you can choose being frantic, or you can choose being dramatic, or you can choose being peaceful and loving. They're all okay. There's no judgment. And if you want to see something different in the world, look at the things you're mad about and then look in the mirror. Whatever you're mad about, you need to go in. Something's going on. If you're mad about the institutions in the world, maybe you need to take care of your bones, your own structure, for example. I learned that about myself. I thought, I need to check into my bones, making sure my bones are okay. Because I get a little sassy about the institutions, right? I'm like, However, I've known our nation is in its Pluto return, meaning when it was signed into being a nation, Pluto was in a certain spot and it's come back. Pluto is scorpionic energy. It's death and rebirth. Like, it has to fall to, you know, become the butterfly. chrysalis, it just becomes mush. So we're in the mush right now. We're like in the middle of the mush. And if you know that, it's one thing. If you feel it, it's a whole different thing.
So true.
Mm-hmm. So I'll give you some how in a second, but I like to call myself, and I guarantee that many people in this group would resonate with this, and you probably do as well. I learned this from one of my astrologers, Maru Matu with Sun Soul Astrology. But she looked at my chart and the way that the planets are lined up. She goes, oh, you're a matrix recoder. Yeah. So I know that if I shift my energy into whatever I want, I am able to recode the matrix pretty quick. I can watch it happen in a room, in a restaurant, right, by myself, and I'll get a call, anything. Like, I can shift the matrix. I can slow down time. Speed it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And I know a lot of people here feel that too. And if you want to be able to have more power around that, it's all about embodiment, really.
I love that. I just want to jump in real quick and say, I keep getting this visual, and it's funny, 'cause like, you know, you and I have worked together for a while now. So full transparency, Leela has been a coach of mine for, when was it? Like a year? How long has it been? A year? And my life has just, it's been absolutely insane. Like, what has happened since I called you into my life? And I truly feel like I called you in because I was like, you know what? I'm ready for this change that I have no idea how to do. And literally you were delivered on my doorstep, and everything has been just a 180 since. And I literally love my life. But anyway, I digress. So thank you, but I also digress. Anyway, that's all just to say we've talked quite a bit, and I know a lot about you, and we've had conversations like this quite a bit. But for the first time, as you were describing that, I just got this really cool visual that makes so much sense to me of, like, it's almost like in Avatar. Did you see that movie?
Yeah.
You know how, like, he has to go into the machine to, like, go into the Avatar body, right? Like, if he wants, you know, he has to mm-hmm. hook into the Avatar body to move around in that thing. It's like that. It's kind of like, if we want to do things and make things happen, we have to connect to our body to actually move it around like a suit in the world so that we can enact things and take action and take inspired action, right? When we are not connected or don't know how to connect to our body, we literally can't move. There's nothing we can do. We get carried away, like pulled out of our body, basically, by our emotions or by our inability to stay grounded or by our inability to feel. And I've never seen it that way before, as like, this is literally, it's like a game where you want to be in the game. You want to be able to move around and act and interact and take action and change things, right? But you can't do that if you are not connected to your avatar or your body that actually helps you move around the world. Yeah. Super cool.
Let that sink in. I want everybody to just let that sink in for a moment. Imagine you're like stepping into your own avatar at this moment. Ooh, plug in. Yeah. And then you get to choose infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
You get to play, like you said, as a human on this planet. Freedom is choice. You have choice when you're in your body. You said you plug into that avatar. The only thing really getting in the way is the ego mind, the thinking, which is fine to have. But if you can notice it and let it rest, it's just trying to keep you safe. So don't get eaten by a tiger. Mm-hmm. And just jump into that avatar suit and go and not let the thinking mind get in the way. And I'll teach you how. But you can have, that's what I mean by living your fullest potential. Like abundance, prosperity, love, you know, fun, creations, all the creativity you want, right? It all comes through that avatar body piece, like you're mentioning.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And one more piece, this is cool, we're going to talk about, and I'll go through, you know, some things to do that are real simple, is that remember that, I love what you just brought forward because we can use this, is that what we see as humans is a very small spectrum of what exists.
So true.
Right? It's a very small spectrum what we see. So what we think we know is actually not true. Yeah. So if we can let go of having to know and just be and feel more, we actually get the knowing mind out of the way and we can have access to more of what is. It's the thinking that we know or have to figure it out or have to know that gets in the way to actually experiencing all the energetic, you know, maybe the spirits, the intuition, the signals from the universe, whatever it is. It's the thinking mind that gets in the way.
Which makes so much sense because that's your ego. Your ego has to know. You have to know everything. It's like, and that's connected to the very logical, which, I mean, it's great to have logic, but it's everything that kind of our world is based around, facts and, like, you know, stuff that's been set in stone and verified by people. And that really excludes us from, like you said, like being, feeling, experiencing for ourselves, having access, like you said, to more than we think is here.
Mm-hmm. Because the best ideas don't come to us when we're trying to figure it out. It's when we're in the shower. It's when we're walking the dog. It's when we're, you know, after making love or whatever. It's like, whoa, something opens up.
Guys, I would not be on this podcast right now if it were not for a thought I had in the shower to tell Brandon Beecham, hey, you should have a series about the listeners of this podcast. And then he goes, okay, cool. Do you want to host it? I was like, and that's how I started my podcast. That's how I met you, Leela. That's how I'm here. That's how I met my best friend, my business partner, everything. So yeah.
Oh, I love that. So showers, I love this. So I say this a lot to people. Showers, if water's your thing, showers, baths could be better than any business coach or anything you've ever had. Right?
Yep.
Because it is that, you know, especially for women, I can speak to women, you know, a lot because I am a woman. And I've studied the masculine and the feminine, and that's sort of what's going on with this thinking mind thing. It's that we've been brought up in a more masculine structure. I love the masculine, nothing negative. It's just is what it is. Mm-hmm. We've been brought up in a more patriarchal, masculine structured system. You go to work 8 to 5, da 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 da. Well, that is changing. It's very obvious. We work from home.
Yeah.
We do work that is different. We combine all sorts of different kinds of work. We're very creative. We have the opportunity to not really have to think as much and do as much and attract more. That's the way forward of the feminine.
Yeah.
And we have to get out of the work, 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 do, 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 and into the be more. So I'll talk about how to do it. And what I would say is that there's a lot of people who do mindset work and they do energetic work, but they don't really do body work around like the day to day when you're doing your laundry, getting in your car, drinking your water. Most people's consciousness is gone. It's thinking about what they're going to make for dinner, thinking about the next thing they're going to do in their work, thinking about picking up the kids from school. So my work in the world is to get people extremely, number one, present. So we have to be present. We need to slow down big time. And the world, Mother Earth is showing us this. Okay, I have a teacher that says humans are proof that Mother Earth is thinking. Mm. So we're a reflection of consciousness of Mother Earth. Isn't that a neat idea?
Yeah, it's like taking me a second to digest. That's pretty interesting. I like that.
Yeah, it's Matthias DiStefano. He's on Gaia TV. Mm. Humans are proof that Mother is thinking. The Mother Earth is thinking. Yeah. Consciousness, we're a reflection of that. You know, you don't have to believe it, but I think it's a fascinating idea. I'm like, oh, it just makes sense to me, especially as a woman. I'm like, oh, we're created, you know, from the earth and water here, mm. Right?
Before we continue on with today's episode, I'd like to take a quick moment to tell you about our sponsor, Curable. Curable is an app that takes a different approach to helping people manage and alleviate their chronic pain. I know it's been hard to watch my own father, who I've always viewed as indestructible, become increasingly limited in his movements due to chronic knee pain and having to deal with the frustration of not knowing how to treat it effectively. Fortunately, modern neuroscience is illuminating more and more how chronic pain develops and worsens. Studies show that the brain and central nervous system play a much more significant role in chronic pain than we once thought, and by retraining the brain to process pain differently, we can reduce symptoms and gain more control. So, if you're struggling with chronic pain, the Curable app can help you get your life back by guiding you through science-backed techniques designed to help you overcome fear of movement, symptoms, and never getting better. It also offers strategies that can help retrain your brain's response to pain and, in many cases, reduce the intensity and frequency of symptoms. Curable offers both a free and paid version of the app. If you use our link to sign up and get started with the free version, you'll get 50% off if you ever decide to upgrade to a subscription. Just go to getcurable.com/positivehead to set up your free account. That's spelled GETCURABLE.com/positivehead.
So what do we do when we come into the planet and then when we leave? Breath in between. So if you are breathing, you will be more consciousness or more conscious. You will be more aware. You will be able to connect with the divine. Okay. You won't have as many accidents. You won't forget as many things. You'll be able to be a better listener. You'll be able to connect with people and actually hear the depth of them, not just what they're saying, but the energy that underlies what they're saying, the feeling state. So if you're breathing, you're present. If you're not, you're not. It's pretty much it. And so that's the first step. And people, you know, I could go on and on about breath, but basically you want to just start learning how to be with your breath. That's this first step. In and out, you know, can you just notice your breath? It's coming in and out. What's it doing? Be aware. Is it in your chest? If it's in your chest, can you start to bring it down so that it's more in your low belly, your root, kind of this bottom part of your body? So you want to be able to breathe really deep into your body. And you can even start to learn how to breathe into your arms and your legs and your feet and your hands, your skull. You want to be able to take in breath from all parts of your body, actually. You have four diaphragms in your body.
Where are the other ones besides the one we know about?
besides the one around the lungs that we know about, there's another one at the pelvic floor. It's like a trampoline. So instead of we think about, you know, Kegels tight, 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 mm-hmm. we want that actually to be more open and springy, like a trampoline. And then we have one right around the throat and lower ears. So there's a diaphragm right there. And then there's actually a diaphragm on the top of the head. And so you think about these, like I said, kind of like a trampoline that kind of like opens and closes. And you want it to be able to have lots of space. And think about people thinking all the time. The top of their head gets tight. Doesn't it feel good when you have somebody massage your head?
Yes.
Well, the diaphragm up there starts to open up because it tends to be tight. So you want to think about all four of those diaphragms opening up. Now, I've learned a lot of this stuff through some Tantra training. So Tantra is all about, you know, I know there's the, you know, the intimacy and sexuality, sensuality piece, but it's really about embodiment. Knowing how to bring your breath and your body in tune. Now, here's what happens. It's so cool. At some point, once you get practice in this, you feel like your body is being breathed by the divine.
I was going to say, I was just going to ask you why every time I talk to you, it's almost every time I talk to you, this, I feel like exactly that. Someone breathes me. I'm not taking the breath. It's a really deep breath that's taken through me and I can feel it all the way like down to my belly, but I'm not doing it intentionally. It's just something does it. And it's every time I talk to you for some reason. Why is that?
We attune to one another. So I'm in that zone. I'm in that energetic space. Mm-hmm. I hold that space.
Yeah.
So that you can, you know, feel it and choose it or not. You allow yourself, you know, you have free will to allow that, and you do, and it feels good, right? And then it's like, okay, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. So you want to come back, right? Like, whatever, everything's fine. Everything's, even if it is hell in a handbasket, it's fine.
Yeah.
You get to this deep level of trust. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, so what this does as well will start to open up your chakras. So, you know, I know you've done some work with a lot of your clients, and I've done a lot of work with clients too, colleagues, friends, partners that do channeling work and really want to connect to the divine and the other side and pierce through the veil. Well, it's inside. It's like if you can get your chakras to open and that central channel to open and feel breath, like you were being breathed, like you just said, you don't have to work. It's like you're just like floating through life. All the magic comes to you out of nowhere. So, right? And you're not wasting energy. You're not like tired and worn out. You're just kind of in it. And so anybody who's doing like spiritual work, they get tired. The reason is they're not in their body. That's it. I think it's too much out of the body. You can do the spiritual work, but you need to get in the body so you don't get worn out. And you still might be tired because work is work is work. But you're not going to get worn out, exhausted, you know, kind of burnout feeling.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because like I had a day like that yesterday where I felt you can just feel it. It's like you feel like you hook into something and you're like, all right, we're off. Like, we're off. I'm on a rocket ship today. And it feels like everything is just everything's working. Everything's flowing. It feels effortless. You feel like you're getting more energy through the day somehow. And it's interesting because I haven't had a day like that in like maybe a week. And yesterday I felt like I was talking about my body a ton. I was paying a lot of attention to my body in the morning, like way more than usual. And I didn't even make that connection. So that's interesting.
Just like that. I'm so happy that you found that connection right now. Mm. So do that every day or as many days as you want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So number one, breathe. You need to really learn how to get present, to feel this lightness, the soul connection, less ego, the divine connection, be, you know, present, connect, you know, be a good listener. Now, the other piece is caring for the body. So the truth is most people don't eat the right food for their body. And if you're not doing it, it's okay. No judgment. Put a little bit of energy into it. Learn. Pay attention. Bring awareness. When you eat this, how do you feel? When you eat that, how do you feel? Keep a little journal. Buy a book. Watch some YouTube videos. Get an expert, right? I'm a big fan personally of Ayurveda, because for me, Ayurveda is a simple way to get my body in tune to what it needs as it relates to Mother Earth. And I'm a human and I live on Earth. So Ayurveda is ancient wisdom. It works really well for me, but there's lots of systems out there of how to eat, right? And different practices for your body. So it's important, once you start to get present and feel your body, bring your consciousness into your body. I could go on and on and on about that, but we don't have time today. But, you know, really learning how to bring your consciousness and feeling your whole body all at once. That's why you feel that sense of being breathed, because you're in your body. You're not in your mind, and you can just allow it and surrender and be. It feels good. So when you're in your body, then you actually have more wisdom, intuition, just ancient knowledge from your DNA of what do you need and what do you not need. Like, I actually need more stillness at some times and more movement at some times. I need more protein at some times and more, less protein at some times. It just depends. Like, most of it depends on my monthly cycle. There's some days where I eat a ton. There's some days where I don't want to eat. Some days when I eat certain times of day, other weeks, different times of day. I'm pretty clear on what works for me. So as people in a busy society thinking all the time, they don't take the time to even check in. Is it every time you eat that ham sandwich, you feel like crap? Stop eating the ham sandwich.
It's interesting that we don't, right? Like,
yeah.
Because you think as a human, if something happens that doesn't make you feel good, you stop doing it. But we don't a lot of the time. Is that because we're disconnected?
Yes. Number one, disconnected. Number two, if you are connected and you still do it, like Eckhart Tolle says, the awareness is the key to shifting it. So say you keep eating sugar. Sugar's a hard one, right, yeah, for people. So say you keep eating sugar, but if you're aware of it in your body, you're feeling like, for example, if I eat too much sugar, my right hip will be cranky. Mm. Now, if you don't know that, you might just be like, oh, my hip's cranky. But you didn't think, or say I said that my hip is cranky and I didn't think I ate some M&Ms. And that's what, I'll keep doing it. Most people just don't make the connection. Something hurts in the body and they blame it on something. It's usually a mind thing, a food thing, or an energy thing. Movement as well. So we all know most people don't move enough. Okay. Right now, friends, please move more, especially if you feel this energy in your body around what's going on in the world. It needs to get moving. You got to either sweat it out, yell it out. You can't cry it out because you don't lose toxins from your tears. You can cry, but it's not going to fully get rid of it. You've got to move the body. You've got to get the toxins that have built up through the stress out. But I don't care if it's just walking every day. I teach how to have, you know, alignment, mindfulness, conscious awareness as you move. So I teach a particular system. But people need to move. They need to breathe, be with the body. They need to feel what's good for it, the food, right? They need to be in consistent movement. Every half hour, the body needs to get moving. Otherwise, your body is 70% liquid. If you are not moving, you are like a stale lake. Do you know what it's like? If you ever had to like a gross, like swampy pond, you're like a swampy pond. Inside, if you're not moving, it's like all that stuff, and then you wonder why there's no inspiration, right? Stuck, overwhelmed, angry, irritated, eek, and maybe you have cramps, feet issues, all sorts of stuff happens. The swampy pond turning into a beautiful flowing river. just by slowly moving, pulsing, and just, it might be dancing or bicycle riding or walking. It doesn't really matter what you do. Cleaning your house, like whatever you like to do, move the body. It's a must. And be aware of how you're moving it when you move it. So that's the next piece, is the energy. So one is breath. Two is just, how do you care for the body? How do you move it? Right. And then energetically, it's important to pay attention. What's going on in your body as you're moving? Is your energy all up? Is it down? If it's too high up, you're probably too in the head. If it's too low down, you're probably too, you need to, you know, get in more inspiration on some level. If your body is energetically tight or too, you know, tension, anything on the right hand of your body, that's the masculine side of your body. The left is the feminine side of your body. So if the left has issues, you might have some issues with receiving. You might have issues with your past generational, you know, connections with mothers, grandmothers, women in your life, you know, that on the left side. You may not be expressing your creativity enough. And then on the right side, it might be father side issues. It might be, you might be working too hard, give, and not receiving enough. Or you might be doing work in the world that you don't want to do. Your masculine side is the expression of the creation in the world. And so when there's things going on the right side, you might be actually doing work. Like the heart on the feminine needs to come through the masculine to come into the world, take action. So if your heart says one thing and you're doing something else, there's an imbalance usually between the left and the right side. So you get to pay attention to all of this stuff. One, breath, body, food, movement, you know, left side, right side, upside, downside, you know, in terms of where's your energy. I would also say the people that you're around, your home, everything around you needs to reflect the kind of life you want to live. You need to feel it. You need to be around it. You need to have fun. You know, have the kinds of people around you that you want to be like. Okay. And then the other piece that a lot of people are scared of, and I just want to address this, is being witnessed. The mind is, you know, more of the masculine piece of us, and the body is more of the feminine piece of us, the flesh piece. So the feminine energy within us, the creativity, the body expression, the way, you know, we flow, we'll say, it grows when it's witnessed. Like you watch a flower, it's kind of express itself more because it's being seen. Consciousness is there. And no matter how much food you take in, just right, no matter how much movement you do, just so, no matter how much fun you have by yourself, breathing by yourself, you're still not going to be fully embodied until you are witnessed, until you can witness yourself with others. Because the way you show up by yourself and the way you show up with others is often different in the body. And so there's more room to grow. There's all these layers to embodiment, right? And I just want to say that, you know, if you have a vision and you have a dream and you have an idea, like you want to have a certain kind of wealth creation, you want a relationship, you want to just make a difference in the world, maybe during this ascension period, right? How do you do it? You have to be it, right? You have to show up in the world as if it's already so, because if you want it, it already so on some timeline. So all you got to do is shift your vibration and get yourself there in your body, and boom, it'll happen.
Yes, I love it. It's so cool to hear. To hear all this, because I feel like I'm like experiencing it in a whole new way. I'm realizing, like, you were the first person to tell me that, as like the feminine blossoms when witnessed. And it's It's so true. There's so much power in, and I was just thinking, why is that? You know, it's like, okay, we were talking about how, like, well, you got to be in your body, right? To be able to move your body around and do things in the world, create things. But then, okay, so you're connected to your body, but then it's like, and how do you connect to the world? Like, how do you connect? How do you feel connected after you connect to your body? It's by others, right? To be witnessed in who you are, to be that, to be reflected back to you. And it's, and I think too, there's like such a, there's been this stigma of like, I don't need anybody. Like, I don't need anybody to, I can do this all on my own. And I think in terms of the ascension that we're going through, we're recognizing, no, we really actually really need each other for a lot. And so this, which I think is why we're all being called forward right now in our own, through whatever that is, whether you're a Reiki practitioner or you're just, you're a speaker or you're a channel or whatever it is in this group that you are, a coach, a healer. That's why the call is getting stronger, because it's like, come forward, be witnessed, connect. And the more we allow ourselves to be witnessed, the more strongly we connect together, because we can see, not only can we see one another, we can feel seen, and feel that we matter and feel how connected we all really are. I don't know. I feel like I can just see it really clearly in my mind's eye, and the way that you expressed that really helped me see that. And it's really beautiful to think about.
Yeah. I love that. It's, you know, the age of the Aquarius, right? Age of the Aquarius. And it is about connecting in this way, like you're describing, of, I believe, so, you know, I'm starseed, and I believe that, you know, many of us starseeds and others were placed all around the planet so that we could play the game of finding one another.
Yeah.
And you don't know somebody else is part of your tribe for ascension. You know, we're going to kind of like lock arms and rise together kind of thing. You don't know that until you feel them. You're like, there's just something here. You just feel it. And if you're overthinking it, it's normal. It's pretty normal for most people to overthink it. It's not natural, but it's normal. And so we're here today really just to talk about it and say, hey, like, there are ways, you may have struggles right now, but like, there are ways to stop overthinking and just get going and make it happen. Right. Like Alexa here, like freaking rock star. I mean, seriously, she's like, I'm going for it. I'm like scared anyways, I'm doing it. Right. And that's the thing. People also want to, so being witnessed is hard. I hear this all the time from a lot of women who are just like, it's time. I've got to do this now. I have this thing that can save the world. You know, I'm like, go girl. And there's been so many things that have been in the way of being witnessed. A lot of it is at some point along the way, somebody told you, sit down, shut up. You're stupid. Not good enough. Who do you think you are? You're too much. Something. Somebody said that along the way. You're like, ouch. It hurt in the body. Like, it hurt the heart. It really does. It hurts. And so honor that pain and like, yeah, you've been hurt. And there's a new opportunity for you to heal that through being witnessed in a safe community, like the people that are, you know, all around this podcast and all around your community and elsewhere. And test it out, find some safe people, be witness so you can grow. Because if you have some gifts that can save the world on some level or save some people, now is the time. Now is the time. Don't let the fear on the, in the, that you feel in your body to stop you. And if you need help, let's chat like about how do you get rid of it? But really it's breathe, bring your consciousness there, go into it. Don't run away from it. The pain, the fear, go deeper. Feel it fully. And then, you know, eat good food, move your body, and have good friends and create good, cool things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just want to reflect back to you you know, like, and reflect to the listeners that just kind of what I referenced earlier, that it's crazy because like a year ago, it was more, a little more than a year ago. Yeah. A year and a half ago, I think now, but I had just for so long felt like I know I can do more. I know I can show up bigger. I know, but I just have always been so scared to like ask for help or get support. I knew I had stuff to learn, but it was like my ego, right? It was like, no, you don't need help. You don't need help. And then one day I got so sick of being where I was, right? So sick of being scared to show up, so sick of being scared to be seen, so sick of being in this lack mentality and not being able to like financially support myself in a major way. And finally said, okay, I need help. I don't know things and I want to know them. I want to grow. And so I literally like just said, I'm looking for someone, you know, like that can help me with this. It's someone that I didn't even know messaged me, sent me Leela. And Leela, and I'm just reflecting as you're sharing all this, I'm reflecting on how these are all the things that you've been sharing with me and Ambrosia, my business partner. And I'm looking back now on even just the way that I hold myself in my body. Like even we had a meeting the other day. And I was noticing, I was like, I feel calmer in this meeting than I've ever felt. I feel better able to sit here and just take it in and speak slowly and intentionally than I've ever felt before. And that feels powerful, you know? But because I feel able to do that, it's like I look back on my life right now. I'm like, oh, my God, all the things I ever wanted are right there. Like it all happened. It's all happened. It's happening. But it took me being able to say, okay, yes, I don't know everything. I would like support, please, you know, and then support was delivered. And so, truly my life is unrecognizable from a year ago, like unrecognizable. So this is all just to say to you, the listener, if you're in that place where you feel stuck and you feel scared to ask for help and, you know, you just feel, but you're tired, like Leela said, you're tired. Take this as a sign that it's safe to ask for help. It's okay that you don't know how. That's why there's people like Leela around, you know? That's why there's all these beautiful teachers and coaches around, because that they're there to help you take that step. And Leela, I will say, has truly just been such a force in my life. So that's one person I can recommend. and speaking of that, Leela, if people do want to connect with you to get more embodied and make these life changes or, you know, step up, be seen, be witnessed, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, I've got a couple things going on. First of all, I always love new Facebook friends. So you can become my Facebook friend. I'm Leela Veronica, L-I-L-A, Veronica on Facebook. And then I also have a free series of little videos. If you're like, who is this lady? What is she all about? If you go on bodywithleela.com, bodywithleela, L-I-L-A.com. And then for those of you who are like, okay, I'm ready. You know, you can schedule something at speakwithleela.com. What I am doing right now, and I have not, this is the first time I'm ever doing it. I just decided this week that I'm going to be doing, individual and couples. So for those of you who need to be, if you have couples or you have a business partner, for example, I've been working with quite a few couples and business partners, couples who are business partners this year. And, you know, I live in a beautiful place in the mountains of Colorado. And so what I'm really looking for right now, some people who really want to step up their game, come out to Colorado and we're going to do some in-person embodiment work together. Because like I said, we attune to one another. So when people are around me, they'll up level, they'll change. Things will shift. And so that's the work I really want to do, is I really want to bring people out here, the beautiful mountains of Colorado, and let's do some embodiment work together if you're ready.
Mm, awesome. And how can they reach out about that?
Go to speakwithleela.com. Cool. And you'll be able to, There's a little application. If you don't have to answer all the questions, if you don't have, you know, if you're not sure about them, we can chat, but just go there and there's some questions I'll ask you and then we'll chat about what you most need.
Perfect. Awesome. So we'll put all those links in the show notes. So become Leela's Facebook friend. She has the best Facebook lives, by the way, is always dropping some serious wisdom. And then bodywithleela.com and then speakwithleela.com if you want to do in-person embodiment work or coach with her. This has been awesome, Leela. Thank you so much for sharing all this, dropping back in. It's always such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for the deep breaths I was able to take.
Keep breathing, friends. Keep breathing. Yeah.
Beautiful. And thank you all for listening to this P-Head Posse episode. If you are a listener of this show and you want to share your story, feel free to email me at alexa@positivehead.com and we'll bring you on the podcast. It'll be great to have you. Until next time, everyone, love you. Bye.
And if you're feeling the call to come for a week retreat style mystic manor immersion, remember to go now and book your time to speak with me directly about stepping into the optimistic vortex at calendly.com/talkwithbrandon while there are still spots left. Otherwise, I look forward to co-creating magic with you at the Mystic Manor.